This is Radio Superior 1939, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1939. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the head of the lakes. You're listening to station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin. It's Friday, September 1st, 1939. This is Jack McKenna speaking with newsman Lou Martin standing by with the 5 o'clock news. On this historic day in world history, Lou will have news flashes from Europe and correspondent reports from embattled cities. In spite of the chilling news coming from across the ocean, we'll have some good tunes from the 30s as we play the big band music on Friday night with another new number from Glenn Miller. It's good to keep normal, wouldn't you say?
Perhaps we should enjoy it while we can.
Right. Now, Lou Martin, with the DeVink Madsen Pontiac Company 5 o'clock news, you can pick up a 1931 DeSoto for just $49 or a 1935 Terraplane sedan for $319. DeVink Madsen at Broadway and John in Superior. Good Saturday evening, Lou.
Good evening to you, Jack, and to you good listeners. The German army this morning invaded Poland in undeclared warfare. Poland is appealing to Great Britain and France for military aid according to their treaties. British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain told an emergency meeting of the Parliament today that Britain will unhesitatingly fulfill her obligations to Poland unless Germany ceases its aggression and withdraws troops from Poland. Even as Mr. Chamberlain spoke, German air raiders were bombing the heart of Warsaw. Using this new air war strategy, first tried out in the Spanish Civil War. Warsaw is not the only city under fire from the sky, but several other cities are being bombed as well. Three German armies crossed the Polish frontier early this morning and are advancing on all fronts with heavy concentration of tanks and troops. One thrust is from East Prussia, only 80 miles from Poland's capital city. King George VI signed an order mobilizing the British Army, while France has ordered a general mobilization. Britain ordered air raid alarm sirens into immediate operation throughout the country. This flash now from Washington. President Roosevelt says the United States will stay out of this conflict. We begin our first of our shortwave radio reports from European capitals with Virgil Pinkley, now in war-torn Warsaw. Come in, Poland.
This is Poland calling, Warsaw calling, correspondent Virgil Pinkley reporting. President Ignacy Mosicki proclaimed a state of war in Poland after German aeroplanes had bombed Polish cities, including historic Warsaw and Krakow. This state of war is not a declaration of war. Thankfully, it appears that the bomb damage is not great, and it is believed that it was meant to strike fear into the Polish people to force them to surrender. President Mosicki said that will not happen. Poland will fight. One German offensive is aimed at the heavy industrial Polish Upper Silesia, while another is engaged in fierce fighting north of Warsaw from East Prussia. Polish boys and girls are digging air raid trenches around Warsaw, using those ditches as shelter during air raids. People here remain calm and determined, led by the words of their president, which were broadcast over Polish radio today. Quoting Mr. Mosicki, during the night, our age-old enemy again opened up operations against the Polish state. This historic hour, with deep conviction, I call on all citizenry to rally around our armed forces to defend its liberty, independence, and honor. We will give a worthy response to the aggressor. The entire nation is blessed by God in the struggle for its holy and righteous cause. Unquote. Meanwhile, the few remaining Americans in Poland are being evacuated with the help of the Polish government through Latvia. This is correspondent Virgil Pinkley in still-free Warsaw, calling Berlin. Come in, Max Jordan.
This is the Third Reich, Berlin calling, Max Jordan reporting. Fighting began at 5:45 local time this morning Reichsführer Adolf Hitler sent troops and tanks over the Polish border, supported by dive-bombing Messerschmitt planes. At the same time, the free city of Danzig was annexed and is now a part of Germany. Blaming Poland for violating the peace, Herr Hitler told the Reichstag in an emergency meeting today that his wish was for a peaceful settlement, but Poland's mobilization forced him to act. Hitler also blamed what he called the unjust Treaty of Versailles, which took land from Germany after the World War. He also called on the German people to make the sacrifices necessary to win this new war. Hitler says his life belongs to Germany. He told the Reichstag that he will not remove his soldier's coat until victory is reached or he is killed. Then, in a dramatic move, he appointed Field Marshal Hermann Göring his successor and Rudolf Hess second in command. Quoting Hitler, "As I am ready to sacrifice my life at any time, I expect the same from everybody else." Military communiques report that German troops continue to advance on all fronts, meeting stiff opposition, but opposition that has horses against German tanks. In Berlin, this is Max Jordan reporting. Calling London. Come in, Webb Miller.
This is the British Isles, London, England calling. Your correspondent, Webb Miller, reporting. Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain delivered what amounts to an ultimatum to Germany in the House of Commons today. Either withdraw the troops from Poland or we will fight. Mr. Chamberlain faced the blame of putting Europe on the verge of catastrophic war squarely on Adolf Hitler. The Prime Minister doubts that this last warning would be heeded by Germany and that general war will follow with Britain, France, and Poland against Germany. Quoting him, "It now remains for us to set our teeth and enter upon this struggle with which we so earnestly endeavored to avoid, the determination to see it through to the end." A burst of deep-throated hear hairs followed from the House of Commons. Dressed entirely in black except for a white-winged collar, the angry Mr. Chamberlain pounded his left fist as he spoke. "Britain has instructed its ambassador to Berlin to request his passport if German troops aren't removed from Poland. To demonstrate the temper of the British resolve, a bill ordering the draft of men aged 18 to 41 has been introduced. This is London calling America. Come in, Washington."
United Press correspondent John Hightower here in the nation's capital, where President Franklin Roosevelt says he hopes and believes the United States can stay out of this war. Appearing in his shirt sleeves, Mr. Roosevelt told reporters this afternoon that he will do everything he can to keep America neutral and out of the grave European crisis. With Secretary of State Cordell Hull sitting beside him, the president spoke in measured and somber tones. He characterized the war in Europe as very critical in world history and the welfare of civilization. Mr. Roosevelt also announced that the U.S. ambassador to Berlin, Hugh Wilson, has resigned. Ambassador Wilson was recalled from Berlin last November after Nazis burned synagogues and beat and imprisoned many Jews in what was called Kristallnacht, the night of the broken glass. In Washington, D.C., this is United Press correspondent John Hightower reporting.
Poland's ambassador to the United States met in an urgent meeting with Secretary of State Hull today. Count Potocki says that Poland is fighting for its life, although it's not certain yet if this is complete war with Germany. Potocki says that Germany is the aggressor and that Warsaw has been bombed, injuring civilians. North American grain prices spiked upward today with the outbreak of war in Europe. Buying orders flooded the pit floor in the Chicago Exchange. DeVink Matson Pontiac Company News Time is 5:07. Jack McKenna has a word from our sponsor. Jack?
Well, I'm stunned, Lou. It doesn't sound like Hitler's going away. And the more people like the president who insist we can stay out of this war, the more worried I get that we'll be going back over there.
President, he's right. This could be a critical time in all of world's history.
Roosevelt. President Roosevelt, Lou.
Of course I remember President Roosevelt. I've got more news right after this.
Jack. The name's Jack.
Oh, boy.
Now for DeVink Madsen. Let's look over their list of cars here. They're forced to sell out. our present recondition, and guaranteed used car stock because Pontiac for 1940 will surpass all expectations. Listen to some of these buys. 1934 Plymouth, four-door sedan, just $239. A 1936 Chevrolet pickup truck, $279. A 1935 Oldsmobile sedan with a radio and many amenities, $359. 1935, here's a buy, folks, don't miss this one. 1935 Terraplane sedan, $319. But if you can leave without looking at the 1930 Nash four-door sedan, well, I just can't believe you'll leave without it. $79. Easy terms, low down payments. This is Jack McKenna for DeVink Madsen Pontiac Company.
Thanks. A Washburn County man was seriously hurt yesterday when his team of horses bolted. Alonzo Zolliver of Stone Lake was thrown from the wagon. Ernest Wiedemann of Birchwood put Mr. Zolliver in his car and rushed him to a doctor in Spooner. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department is investigating 14 tire punctures in 11 autos in the town of Dairyland. Deputy Sheriff Harry Kelly says that 6-inch-long steel spikes were sticking out of the blacktop, causing the blown tires. The steamer L.C. Hanna has come to the rescue of the Bethlehem Steel's lake steamer, the Lebanon. The Lebanon ran aground yesterday while trying to dock at the P&A coal dock in Ashland. The Lebanon is disabled, so the Hanna is towing it to dry dock in Superior. Republicans meeting in Milwaukee are throwing their support behind a presidential candidate in next year's race. John Powell is covering the state Republican convention.
United States Senator Arthur Vandenberg of Michigan got the support of 8 influential Wisconsin Republicans at this convention today. Lieutenant Governor Walter Goodland of Racine led the support for Senator Vandenberg for next year's national Republican ticket. Said Mr. Goodland, "We believe he's the ablest, most experienced, and popular man in the Republican Party today." Meanwhile, a group of renegade young Republicans plan to put their support behind Thomas Dewey of New York. The Dewey movement started last week at the Young Republican Convention in Sheboygan. It's still not known if President Roosevelt will seek an unprecedented third term next year. Reporting from the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee, this is your correspondent, John Powell.
Summer vacation will end next week for students around the region. 800 junior and senior high students will return to Superior's East High next Wednesday. KUWS newsman Mike Simonson reports that the emphasis won't be on the three R's this year at East.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic will still be taught at Superior East, Lou and good listeners, but Principal A.T. Conrad says there'll be more of an emphasis on theory and practical problem solving over memorization. Mr. Conrad says the school will be offering more classes going from 6 to 7 periods a day. He says it'll give students a chance to learn more vocational and cultural skills. Instead of reciting lessons, East students will be offered classes that used to be considered after-school programs. Music, band, choir, debate, journalism, art, mechanics, and drama, to name a few. They'll even offer a cooking class for the boys in 11th and 12th grades. East is also going modern with a brand new public address system and radio with a fully modern sound projector. No more silent movies at East High, Lou.
Well, thanks, Mike. Principal Conrad says they'll report promptly at 8:30 for class on Wednesday.
It's always taken schools longer to get the latest inventions. But 10 years to get a sound projector? Woofta.
If you ask me, they're also late in adding a class on cooking for boys. You'd be a different man.
Jack. The name's Jack.
Right, Jack. I know that. One last story.
Jack.
I know that. Two Superior attorneys are hanging on to money for clients who are trapped in the war zone. Attorney Donald Rock says that he's not sure what to do with the $1,700 inheritance money due a client of his who's in the midst of the war zone. The same dilemma faces Alex Soroka, who has $2,000 intended for a Polish citizen. And that's the news.
The last time you forgot my name, President Hoover was in office. You forgot his name, too.
It was when the stock market crashed in 29. I'll never forget it.
You remember everything except names. You used to do that when you got in trouble with the principal in school, too. This happens when something really, really bad is going on.
This invasion of Poland is really, really bad. This is a new world war. Once England and France get into it, we'll keep everybody up to date with news from the war front, Jack, throughout tonight's show.
Lou Martin, the best newsman with amnesia anywhere. Our forecast for this Friday, September 1st, 1939, from the United States Weather Bureau. Some thundershowers tonight and tomorrow, and slightly warmer. The low tonight will be 44 degrees, with a high tomorrow a pleasant 66 degrees. We had lots of news, folks, so let's have lots of music. For your enjoyment, let's listen to that new band on the block that's been such a sensation this year. Here's Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the singing of Ray Eberle and Careless on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. That's the swinging sound of Glenn Miller and his orchestra and Careless on station KUWS. Folks, swing by Grand Rapids Furniture for the best selection of Air King radios. What bargains. Listen to this. The 12-tube table model usually costs $24, right? You can pick up an Air King table model for just $13.95. If you want to upgrade to the 14-tube table set, you can save even more. Normally $33, it's yours for just $18.95. And that's not all. No siree. There's a deluxe Air King console model radio set complete with a walnut cabinet. A $49 value for just $29.95. Get your Air King radio now at Grand Rapids Furniture at their new store on 14th and Ogden Avenue in Superior. On with the fun time music now from the 1939 hit parade, friends. Here's Artie Shaw's Symphony of Swing, a real summertime favorite. Begin the Begin on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. For you in your living room, folks, that's Artie Shaw and his swinging Begin the Begin on station KUWS. And it's a biggie on the charts. Lou Martin is back with a guest.
Thanks, Jack.
Nice to see you again, Superior Evening Telegram publisher Morgan Murphy.
That's right, Morgan Murphy. Mr. Morgan Murphy has today's editorial from the Superior newspaper.
The Evening Telegram, that is, Lou, since 1890. Still just a nickel a copy. Well, the war's on. The world's shocked but not surprised at today's events. Polish cities have been bombed by German planes. Hitler's seized Danzig, and troops are on the march. Although war has not been declared, hostilities are underway. Whether for good or bad, Adolf Hitler has pursued a method of conquest that has worked to Germany's advantage until now. Prior to all his conquests, the Tsar, Memel, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Hitler's troops preceded him. These maneuvers were more or less secret. They were smokescreened by diplomatic negotiations. Apparently, Hitler has tried the same thing in Poland. His mobilization is weeks old. His concentration of troops on the Polish border in Silesia has been known for some time. But this time, he met resistance. Poland does not yet seem inclined to let Germany carry out her plan. Conditions are such that another major war looms menacingly.
The results of such a war will be catastrophic because of the mad armaments programs the nations have followed and because of the death-dealing improvements made in war machinery in recent years. Women and children will be the greatest sufferers. It's important that the United States assume a position that will keep it out of this European mess. There is no reason the United States should feel an obligation to send troops to foreign soil. If Europeans want to spill their blood, that's up to them. Lou?
Thanks.
After that cheery editorial, he won't be able to remember his own mother's name.
Lou's acting a bit strange.
You mean stranger.
Yeah.
When the news is particularly bad, he forgets names.
What do you mean, stranger?
Not a good thing for a newsman to forget names, Lou. Take him off to the football game tonight, Jack. Do something fun. Something normal. He'll recover. If not, push him into a cold vat of water.
The shock of the cold water will jog his memory, eh?
Right. And it's fun. It's really fun to push someone in a vat of cold water once in a while. I'll be seeing you.
Now, that's stranger. Let's play something nice, folks. Something to save Lou from a vat of cold water. Here's Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with his smash from 1935, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
Thank you.
The enjoyable sounds of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and his theme, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, on station KUWS. Hey, folks, there's a fair dance at the Brule Co-op Park tomorrow night. The Waikiki Serenaders from Minneapolis will be playing. Just 35 cents for gents and 25 cents for the ladies to get in. And remember, there's roller skating at Brule Co-op Park every Monday evening.
One other thing, Jack. A special plane has rushed a copy of the March of Time film, Soldiers with Wings, to Minneapolis. And then it was driven by car to Superior. It'll be shown at the Beacon Theater this weekend. It shows the flying fortress inside and out, and why half the world lives in fear of this new kind of war.
Pretty timely with today's news, I guess. Not very much fun, though.
I understand the main feature at the Beacon is Blondie Takes a Vacation. Those are always good for a few laughs. Well, I've got to check the wire machine. I hear bells.
We'll spin some of your favorite music while Quasimodo checks the bells, folks. Here's Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra with vocals by the Rhythm Boys, Harry Barris, Al Rinker, and somebody called Bing Crosby. And three little words on the Martin and McKenna Show. Musical sounds of Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra with three little words on station KUWS. Lou?
Thanks.
Jack?
Of course, these flashes just in. From Washington, Adolf Hitler has finally replied to President Roosevelt's offer to avoid war. The Chancellor's telegram insists that he did everything he could to solve the German-Polish dispute in a friendly manner. From The Hague, the government there has declared itself in a state of war, although it maintains that Holland will remain neutral in the war between Germany and Poland. From London, The German embassy is burning papers and files for a possible withdrawal from England. Paris, the cabinet there ordered a general mobilization of 6 million French soldiers. The government has declared a state of siege. From Rome, Adolf Hitler telephoned Italian Premier Benito Mussolini to tell him he does not require the military aid of Italy at this time. That's the latest, whoever you are.
Don't worry, old buddy. Morgan Murphy was right.
You're not going to push me into that vat of cold water.
Nah, not tonight anyway. Your news from Europe is bad enough. Tell you what, let's go to that big preseason football game between the red and blue squads of Ernie Nevers' Chicago Cardinals. It's not every day a pro football team plays at Gates Field in Superior. We can meet Ray and Harriet there, too.
Who?
Oh, boy. We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial, folks. The good Lord willing, and a certain newsman recovers from his dip in a cold vat of water.
If I go, you're coming with me.
Jack. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna wishing you a pleasant good night.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1939, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, John Munsell, Don Mason. All events reported on Radio Superior 1939 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.